It's one of them interviews I never like doing because I can't really think of anything to ask you. I suppose the main thing for me is, especially the first half, is taking your chances. I mean, you know, they've had four glorious chances second half and take them all.
But I don't think we had many chances in the first half.
It wasn't clear ones, but
it was a game where we needed to be, we said at half time, to be brave and go and, you know, if we're playing 4-3-3, you look at Sunday and it looks like 4-3-3. Yeah. Look at it today and it looks totally like disjointed. So it's something we need to work on within the training. But they've just outworked us. You know, and credit to them. I thought they were, why? How the hell a team that performs like that can be where they are is beyond me. Because I thought they were a credit. I thought they were absolutely magnificent. The work rate, their appetite to go and close down and get forward and stuff like that. If they're producing that every week, they get out of this division.
Correct, yeah, absolutely.
Whether they can do that or whether they do that is a... Well, the answer's no.
Yeah, exactly.
The answer's no.
Yeah.
You know, so the great lesson that we can take from this to the new lads who are sat in there now, probably disappointed, welcome to FC United. Because that's what it's like every single week.
I was going to say,
I'm getting fed up of saying it because, you know, it's just one of them things that we've got to live with, and either you can deal with it and be a player who thrives on it, or you can shun away from it and be frightened by what you're coming up against.
I've just saw the tunnel talking to some of their officials, and we had a very similar conversation. He's like, well, your fans are aggressive. Yeah, but it creates a cup final atmosphere.
Of course it does.
And every game's a cup final and for us.
You know, it's absolutely fantastic for Frickler, not just a result, but them young supporters who I had a look round it at some point. And, you know, as a fan's own club,
yeah, no, absolutely.
Hopefully they come back next week.
Yeah, I love our shirts on, to be fair, they seem to come back on a regular. Would you say that the turning point probably was that equaliser right now, half time? Because I mean, and I was thinking at that point, just after that, normal people say actually it's about time to concede. I think half time, I thought half time was going to come well because they got back into it for those last few minutes. I thought it gives you a chance to get together, but it just didn't.
I think
seem to.
After we scored our goal, the best piece of football within the whole game resulted in Callum Byrne with a decent chance that he should have probably done better with.
Yeah.
The keeper's made a good save. You know, if that goes in, obviously it's a totally different game. From that, then we concede a kind of a silly free kick on the halfway line, which they tried to take quickly. We've ended up with a booking from it and allowing them then to just
plow
all the troops forward.
And you're going to give Allard a chance, he's going to score.
You know, he's going straight into Dave's hands and Ashley's trying to get a block on it and stuck it. We just took it into the top corner. And then the second half, you know, it's just not good enough on a defensive front. I shouldn't have to be changing formations, going from 4-4-2s into 3-4-3s and stuff like that just to compensate on what we're not doing well as our back four. We've conceded three or four goals from their corners. From our corners.
Our corners, yeah, it was three, you know, and breakaways.
There's another lesson for us to be making sure that we switched on. I don't know what it is. I'll ask them in there now whether, you know, that communication aspect needs a working on. But whatever it is, we're going to get it sorted, you know, because there's always these results. At the end of the day, the other week we went up to Blyth, produced a fantastic performance and come away with 3 points. We've come to Frickley, pretty similar, obviously not in journey length time, but at the same time, you know, kind of prep, lads have been at work, preparing and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, that's certainly no excuse. You know, you never get an excuse out of me, but it's more a case of looking at, you know, where we take this forward now and making sure that we stay strong. Because it's a good squad of lads that we've got there, but they need to prove it. I can talk to the blue in the face and try and defend them too.
Like we've said, once they go over onto that pitch, it's out of your hands.
That's it.
Finally, look forward to Saturday. Injury wise, obviously James Knowles didn't make it again tonight. Joe Fox is still runs. Are they near or?
We will know more on Thursday. Just, you know, Fox is a badly bruised foot, so we'll have to see where. Now he's recovering and Knowles has got a little bit of a groin strain. So hopefully they'll be right.
See you Saturday.
Cheers,
Gal.
Thanks, mate.